Welcome to the Jam Session. I am your host, J-Man, the Jam Master himself. And today, out of all the shows we've done and all the shows, we get real a lot. We get into mindsets and positivity, negativity, all that, So, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, just about Christmas. I decided, let's get into a lighter topic. Let's talk about something everyone wants to be familiar with. Love. Now, as always, I gotta be the devil's advocate. I gotta be the good side and the bad side of it. But I don't think, and this may just be me, but love is never just all good and all bad. Love is ever changing, and no matter how you experience love, in any aspect you experience it, it's always meaningful. It may not be the lasting love, it may not be the forever love, but it's always true. You always feel something, and it's the kind of love that fills you up, And love can do some pretty great things, and it can do some pretty bad things. It can blind you. It can blind you to a lot of things. Love is nothing if it's not blinding. Sometimes you just get so wrapped up in it and the feeling of it, and you just want to hold on to it that may allow yourself to bypass thoughts and stuff going on in your head and feelings and emotions. And it can lead you down some pretty unpleasant paths. You see it happen all the time. But at the same time, it can also lead you to some pretty great things. Those tough moments may be worth it. And those tough times are worth it because in the end, you come out stronger than you were. But you have to know that there's a difference, a very, very big difference in loving someone and being in love with someone. A wise friend a long time ago once told me that, and it made me reevaluate things. You have to think and ask yourself, do I love this person or am I in love with them? Because there is a difference, you can just love someone. You can love a friend, you can love coworkers, you can love people around you, there's so much you can love, but to be in love, to be, that head over heels, crazy, just, you would do anything for it, in love, something completely different. And, when you're in love, it's an amazing feeling, but it's a true feeling. And you have to, it's almost irrational in the way that you are in love. But the best time, the best feeling of when you're in love is when your heart and your mind are on the same page, because there are very, very few times in this life where your brain and your mind and your heart are on the same page. You think the heart wants what it wants, but then the brain and the mind always comes in with the logical side of it, But I feel true love / in love is when your mind and your heart are on the same page, because, that's such a rare thing in this world. It's so rare when it happens, right? When you think, Not only is this person good for my feelings, they're going to cover me emotionally, and it's just going to be, I feel so much for them, but at the same time, when I think about it, we are good for each other, we support each other, we make each other better. It isn't just, I'm there for you, you're there for me, it's, I push you to be a better person than the day you were before, you know? Does this person motivate me? Do they push me to be the best version of myself? And it's very rare that those are on the same page. So I feel like when you have that and you're just like, well, this person fills my cup. You know, this person makes me feel validated emotionally, as well as pushes me to be a better person, and I just want to be better, not because of some misplaced obligation, but because they truly want to be there. And I feel like, especially in today's time and world, that you can feel when someone's being genuine, you can feel when they're actually have your best interests at heart, and when they're just out to use you, and they're just out to take what they can get. And I feel like the problem that a lot of people come across in this world is that people are so eager to just take and take and take and take, and won't even give the littlest back. And if you're truly that kind of good person, you never look for that, what you're getting back. You just expend. You just, well, I want to help others. You want to go out of your way, and you give so much at the expense of yourself. And you don't think about it. And then when you're left with just yourself and you look around and you're just like, why, what am I left with? After giving out so much of it, you don't even have a dime or a penny to yourself, because you've spent so much of yourself for everyone else. And especially when we talk about love, you should never feel that way with someone you care about. You should never feel like you're putting coins in that slot until you have only a penny left for yourself. Should never feel like that. And you should feel as if it's give and take, and they're coming back to you. All the love you give out, you should feel in return. And you should never have your own cup have a hole poked in it, basically, because they won't even be filled, because all they do is take from you. That should never be like that, especially in a relationship and when you care about each other. You should never want to drain someone, because no one wants to be drained and feel like they have trapped and no way of getting out of that, no way of filling their cup, because every time they try, it just falls through. That's not fair, and especially when you think about the kind of people who just give so much of themselves out. That's how you get burnt out, that's how you get worn out, and it causes mental strain on you, and emotional strain to the point where it affects your life. But the biggest trap, aka the biggest problem, is that when you are at that point where you don't think about your own mental health and you just think about helping others as much as you can, even when you get to those points, you don't reach out. You don't get the chance to recharge, because life doesn't stop. And when you have that kind of personality, when you have that kind of heart, anytime you see someone you care about hurting or in pain, you want to take it away. You want to help it in any way you can. It's a never-ending job, so you're always expending that part of yourself. And you don't even think for 2 seconds about, whoa, maybe I just need to focus on myself today. Maybe I just need to breathe and maybe go do a few things I want. Because to you, that's selfish when even day after day after day after day, you're being this selfless person helping others at the expense of your own mental health. When you realize it's getting bad, you can't even take the time for yourself because you're still, even exhausted, you're still trying to help others. And what makes it even worse is when you try and help others, and when you recognize in yourself that, hey, something's not right. I'm not really feeling that good. Something's going on. And when you try and tell that to someone you care about, and they either do one, don't validate how you're feeling, and they just shrug it off as in, oh, well, I'm sure it was just a rough day at work, or you have had a rough few days. It'll be better once you get to relax. And they don't validate you, or two, they try and one up you and, well, I've had this, and this going on, and I just can't do this, and I can't handle anything. And they don't even acknowledge how what you just told them as a cry for help. And not even a cry for help, just trying to communicate how you're feeling. So they either do not validate your feelings, or they try and one up you and try and under the rug what you're feeling. It should never be like that. That is what causes most people to not open up about how they're feeling. And what causes most of this mental drain to not get helped. How are you ever supposed to help yourself when you try and look for some help and you just are unable to find anyone that does? That's not fair to you. But I feel when you find that person that doesn't drain you, and you, when you find those few good friends in the world that are there for you and do listen to you and support you wholeheartedly and in every way, that's what makes those connections worth holding on to most. Because at the end of the day, I feel like love, which is the whole point of this, if you say it's an emotion, you're not wrong, but it is a word. Love is a word, and it implies a connection. What you do with that connection is 100% on you. You can nurture it, and you can make that connection grow, and you can make it stronger. And some just come naturally where you just feel how your person is feeling, and you want to be there for them, and it's so natural, it's as easy as breathing to you. Or there's so many other ways you can take it. It's all about what you choose to do with the connection. Love means so can mean so many different things to so many different people. But it's about the connection. When you say, I love someone, that means that your connection with the person you're talking about is so strong that it transcends normalcy. It transcends so much in this world. But the connection is what makes it important. And the connection is something that you know you will never lose. But it's all about how you cherish it and nurture it and what it pertains to you. You know, I've heard it said that love is the recognition of your soul's counterpart in another. And I've always wondered what that meant until I realized that it's someone that everything just becomes natural to. You have a lot of similarities and personality, and there's so many things that just click, and it's stuff that's so effortless when, especially in today's day and age, you go and you look, and it's hard to, well, what do you like? Well, I like this. Oh, I don't care for this, or oh, I like this too. But it's all about how natural it feels to you. And when you're in love with someone, everything just comes so natural. It's like I said, it's as easy as breathing. And you just want to feel every moment with that person. You want to hold on to it and never let it go. So I guess just for this Christmas special holiday episode, wanted to talk about love, and there's so many different ways you can love in this world, but especially even nowadays, love is a hard thing to come by, and I think that our world, our generation, the time we're in right now can use a lot more love. All around. And I'm not saying the end type of love. I'm saying just general love. Love your neighbor, love your coworkers, love the person that comes into your work and has a terrible attitude because maybe they have stuff going on in their life that is frustrating them. Love people who are maybe being misguided and are being rude, which is always the hardest thing to do to someone who is not showing you the same love in return. But it's important to do that because an eye for an eye only makes the whole world blind. And if hatred is met with more hatred, love will never be able to find its way in the world. The only way to get rid of hatred is to show more love to those in pain, to the people who are showing that hatred, and the people who are not understanding the ways of love because they've never been shown it. So maybe try and reach out with more understanding and more love. Because the world would be in such an amazing place with more love in it than hatred. Merry Christmas.